K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Who's this?
Hi, I'm Lucy. Are you guys still doing that thing where you call people to see why they aren't getting a second date?
Yes, every morning at 7:30.
Okay, well then I have a story for you. I met this guy, Shane, at the Martina McBride concert that was earlier this summer at the Phrase Pavilion.
Yeah.
And we had a really great time, and then we went out a couple weeks ago. We went to Bonefish Grill and then the Dragons game and just had a blast. And after the game, I brought him home to meet my 5-year-old son and my mom. And we had a really nice time, and I thought we really hit it off. And then I haven't heard anything from him since. So I just wanted to check out with him to see what was going on and hopefully get a second date, because he was really sweet and a gentleman and just had a really nice time.
Okay.
Well, we might be able to help you out. What we can do is grab his number, and then we'll stick you on hold and try and get in touch with him, have him on the air in about 10 minutes with us, see what he has to say about you.
That'd be great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Lucy, was he cute?
He was so cute and really nice, too.
Oh, man, that's a double combo fry.
Exactly. Well, you're in luck because the phone's actually ringing.
Hello?
Hi, Shane.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
It's Nancy and Fry from K99.1 FM's Breakfast Club.
Hi, Shane.
No way.
Yeah.
Now he livens up.
That's insane. I called you. I requested Dirt Road Anthem. You going to play it for me?
Well, yeah. Sure, we can work that on for you. But, you know, we have, I guess, we're on a mission. Right, Fry?
Exactly. We have a stipulation to play your song.
Okay.
We heard maybe you went out with somebody named Lucy. We want to know all about it.
Did she call you?
Yeah.
Well, we're just kind of trying to figure out what's happening. She hasn't heard back from you.
She's kind of wondering what's up.
All right. We went out. She's a cool girl, but I'm not sure we're a match.
Because?
I'll leave it at that.
No, we got it. We need some
details.
All right. Well, we went out. Like, we had an awesome time. We went to the Bonefish Grill. We went to a Dragons game. And we had a blast. She's a really cool girl. But I don't know. We were like in line at the concession stand. She's a little flirty with other guys, and couldn't stop talking about how into baseball players she is. Talking about their tight pants, and I don't know. It just didn't set well with me. And we went home to her place. Her mom was babysitting her 5-year-old son. Her kid's awesome. Hung out with them for a little bit, and then her mom left, and she went to the kitchen to make us some drinks. And I was hanging with her son, and he asked me if I was going to spend the night.
Uh-oh, a sleepover.
Wow.
I it kind of caught me off guard, and I was like, I didn't plan on it. He was like, oh, okay, well, I just wanted to ask because sometimes mommy's boyfriends spend the night a lot.
Oh.
And so I wanted to put the kids to bed.
I'm stopping you right there.
Oh, God. Let me stop both of you. Surprise, by the way, Shane. Lucy is listening to you.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, you can attack me all you want, but you cannot attack my son and tell me what he said. And that is a lie. That is an outright lie.
Lucy, I'm not attacking your son. Your son is awesome. He's 5. But, I mean, I heard what the kid said, you know? And sometimes you can't get honesty anywhere else but a 5-year-old.
But I don't bring anyone home to meet my son. I brought home one other guy to meet my son that I thought was special. I thought you were special. And I don't have anyone spend the night when my son is at home. He is my first priority.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say, Lucy. All I know is what your son said. And
if you have a problem with me or if there was something that didn't go wrong, then say that. But don't tell me that my son said that when I know that he didn't.
I don't have a problem with you, Lucy, other than the fact that you may be sleeping with a bunch of dudes.
It's men like you that's why men are called pigs, because you are a pig. I can't even believe that you would say that about me when that is so far from the truth and make up something that my 5-year-old son said.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna call your names on the radio. I'm gonna try to keep it a little classier than that. I mean, I think the bottom line is, I think we're just not a match. So I'm sorry. I had a lot of fun with you, but I don't think we're going out again.
I don't think we're going out again either. I mean, you're obviously lying about what my son said, and even though you're not calling me names on the radio, you're making it seem like I'm doing terrible things and I'm a bad mother.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You might be.
Okay.
Well, then.
Well,
yeah.
I think we'll throw the white flag up right here. Hope you found out what you wanted to, Luce.
Unfortunately, yes, I did. Can't believe he's awful.
What's that, Shane?
I said, I can't believe she called a radio station about our date. Nah, it's cool. I mean, at the very least, can I get my song played?
Oh, well, yeah.
I think that warrants a song.
Jason Aldean, right. Dirt Road Anthem coming up.
Can I say hi to my friends, guys?
Can you give a shout-out to your friends?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. This one's for all the gang at Volte's. Hey, guys.
It's a great place to eat, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Holla.